Shavuos, you know, the Gemara says in the sugya of Simchas Yontif, the obligation to indulge in Yontif in meat and wine, to feel the Simcha of Yontif. It's the sugya is Pesachim Daf Samaches, if I recall correctly. So it's a machlokas, Rabbi Lozen, Rabbi Shul, whether it's obligatory or it's voluntary. Simchas Yontif is Roshus or Chayva. As Rabbi Lozer points out, that one pasuk says Atzeres Hashem Elokecha, Yom Tov is for Hashem, and another pasuk says Atzeres Tielachem, Yom Tov is for you. So Rabbi Lozer says, because of the contradiction between the pesukim, is it all for God or all for you? Says, well, it's voluntary. You could make it all for God. You could also make it all for yourself. So it's voluntary. One doesn't have to eat meat and wine because there's another pasuk that says Yom Tov is all for God. So it's voluntary, not obligatory. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the way to resolve the two psukim is chalkeo, chetzio lachem, chetzio lachem. Cut Yom Tov in half. Half should be for Hashem, half should be for you. And that's what the Rambam says a person should do. A person should daven, ideally, on Yom Tov, daven nets, right? And then learn until midday. And then after midday, go home and party, with your meat and wine and Simchas Yom Tov until nightfall. That's the ideal way to do it. Half for Hashem, half for you. So the Gemara goes on to say that Rabbi Elazar, who holds it's only voluntary, not obligatory, he admits that on Shavuos, Atzeres Kulin Yom Modim Lachem, on Shavuos, he admits to Rabbi Yeshua that it's obligatory on Shavuos to indulge in meat and wine, right? Because it's Yom Shenitna Batar, the day that the Torah was given. That's what the Gemara says, and that's, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua anyway. But that's what the Gemara takes as a simple axiomatic truth that Rabbi Lezer concedes that on Shavuos you must, it's obligatory to indulge in meat and wine because it's the day of the giving of the Torah. So this is a famous question that everyone deals with, that, really logic says the opposite. If it's a day that the Torah is given, you would think it should be Kula Lashem, all for God, just sit and learn all Shavuos long, just sit and learn. Because the day the Torah was given. The logic seemingly is in reverse. And because the day the Torah was given, you should just learn all day and eat the bare minimum and sleep the bare minimum and just dedicate everything just to learning. But that's not what the Gemara says. Since it's Yom Shenitna Batar, it's the day that the Torah was given, you must indulge in meat and wine. We have to understand why that is the correct logical thinking. Now, earlier Svarim that have dealt with this question do point out something. They point out a certain rough idea that we would like to develop in our own style, the Siyata Dishmaya. Right? They point out that the Gemara says in Shabbos, and Rashi also brings it in Chumash. The Pasuk says on the sixth day of creation, Vayev Vayboker Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, it's an extra hey, the sixth day. So Chazal say, Gemara in Shabbos, that it alludes to a different sixth day, the sixth day of Sivan, which is the Shavuos, the day of the giving of the Torah, right? That God made a precondition with creation that if the Jews accept the Torah, then the creation will be allowed to endure. But if not, then the creation has to go back to Tova, has to go back to void. Right? So the creation was finalized on the sixth day on condition that on the sixth day of Sivan, some 2,000 years later, the Jews accept the Torah. And if not, the world at that point will go back to Tova Vo. So Svarim point out that you see that there's a simcha for the entirety of reality. Shavuos is not just for those who learn Torah. They may appreciate Shavuos the most, but Shavuos is really a Yom Tov of the whole of reality, because otherwise the world would have gone back to void, and that's why it's befitting to eat and drink, because it's the simcha of the whole world being saved. Right? So I guess it's like Purim. It's a day of being saved. It's a day that the whole Bria, feels saved. And that's why it's a time to indulge and enjoy the Bria. Alright, to go deeper, this is just a rough idea that Shavuos is somehow a cosmic holiday above and beyond a festival of, that's unique to those who learn Torah. Right, but to go a little bit deeper into this, we'll also open up with a a different classical question. Another classical question that the Sfarim deal with is that we say that Shavuos is Chag Matan Torah Seimus, Man Matan Torah Seimus, the time the Torah was given. So, and that's the Lashon of our Tefillah, the day that the Torah was given. Right, the day of the giving of the Torah. Why don't we say Chag Kabbalah Seder, the day that we receive Torah? After all, you would think that the Ikar Simcha is that Torah is by us. Right? So we should put the stress as the day we receive Torah. Why is the day of the giving? Put the emphasis on us that we received, the day we receive the Torah. Now it's Matan Torah, not Kabbalah Seder. The truth is that if you want to go deeper into this, the Maharal already points out in his Sefer on Matan Torah, Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, that really Torah was not actually received, you know, historically on the day that we celebrate as Shavuos, even though that day happened to have been, you know, Vav Sivan that year. It came out on Vav Sivan, but it was actually the 51st day after coming out of Mitzrayim. It was a day later, and he proves it, you know, it's very clear from the days, and it was because there was a two-day Rosh Chodesh in the middle, an extra two-day Rosh Chodesh in the middle that caused it to be that, you know, the 6th of Sivan came out 51 days after they left Egypt, not 50 days. We, you know, Shavuos is for us the 50th day after the first day of Pesach, you know, whereas in that generation it came out the 51st day. So the Maharal says, indeed, you know, Torah was received on the 51st day, but as a word, God initiates descending a day earlier. And that's why our Shavuos comes out on the 50th day, not on the 51st day. So with Zman Matan Torah, saying, but not actually the day of Kabbalah Satorah, because the Torah was actually received by the Jewish people the day after. Right? And then also the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Tzadi Zayin also says that the fact that Torah really came down in that year, the 51 days after Pesach, it may have been the 6th of Sivan, but it was 51 days after Pesach, the fact that it came down on the 51st day was an allusion to Yom Tov Sheni, to which, you know, the second day Shavuos that's celebrated in Chutz La'aretz. So that's already a beginning that, you know, the Yom Tov is a Yom Tov of the giving of the Torah, not of the receiving of the Torah. Right? But we have to go deeper into that. We have one rough idea over here, one rough idea over here that we have to go deeper into and also synthesize. I want to go back to what we initially opened up with, right? And that is, you know, how the logic, you know, say that, you know, because the day the Torah was given, that's again Lashon Bar, Yom Shenitna Batar, Torah was given, that's the day of Shavuos, the day of the giving of the Torah, you would think that, you know, the logic would be that what's, you should only learn on Shavuos and not indulge in Simchas Yom Tov at all, which is not the halacha, even according to Rabbi Elezer. Right? We should even further ask to strengthen the question that we know from the Memches Dvorim Shatar Nikneis, the 48 things that the Torah is acquired with. You know, so one of the things you have to do to acquire Torah is to minimize eating and minimize sleep and minimize, you know, all, you know, and the din of Simchas Yom Tov is to expand your eating and physical pleasure in the name of Yom Tov, of course, but it's to expand it. So, you know, it's to further tighten why the logic should go the other way. But once we realize that this is Zman Matan Torah Seimus, not Zman Kabbalah Satorah, the question falls off. Right? And now we're going to explain. Right? The fundamental difference between receiving and giving is that receiving is limited to what the receiver can hold. Right? Everyone, you know, whether it's, you know, you give something to someone physically, you know, it's limited to what he could physically hold and receive. And whether you're imparting information also, you know, what you could give, what he could receive is limited to what his mind could encompass. You know, the rest of information you're going to give him above what his mind could encompass is going to be lost on him. He's not going to receive it. You may be saying it, giving it, but he's not receiving it, right? You know, the Torah is infinite, right? The Torah is from God, so it's like God himself. It's infinite like he who gave it. So, you know, it's impossible for, you know, to receive the entirety of Torah. The Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Hey, even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't actively conscious of everything that the Torah encompasses. a person doesn't know its full measure, it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So, but of course, you know, since God is all able, he could give it, he could put the whole Torah on earth through Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we don't have the intellectual capacity to encompass everything that God gave, right? So that's one difference, that the receiving is relative to the receiver, whereas giving, you know, you the giver could give the entirety of the thing itself, the entirety of the thing itself could be given, even though it may not be able to be received on the other end, because receiving is relative to the kalim of the receiver, whereas giving, I gave it. You could give over the thing itself. The thing itself may not be able to be received. Now, if we would, if God forbid, Torah would have only given us as much Torah as we could receive, we would not have the full infinity of Torah by us. Right? The tremendous simcha of Shavuos is that God gave the Torah, right? And on that day, you know, an amazing thing happened, that all the Jewish people had the same level of prophecy as Moshe Rabbeinu. They all heard God speak and saw God, as it were, face to face, like Moshe Rabbeinu sees him. And it's like the Sforim point out, that had a tremendous, there's tremendous philosophical necessity for that. They should know that Moshe Rabbeinu is the true representative of God, so they have to see who, face-to-face, who Moshe Rabbeinu represents, and see face-to-face that Moshe Rabbeinu has this type of clarity from God. So they have to know from experience, Moshe Rabbeinu's got, you know, the absolute clarity. So even though Jewish people weren't holding anywhere near Moshe Rabbeinu's level, they were catapulted there. So that means Torah was given but not received, because the experience of Shavuos was way beyond what we have Kalim for it. All the people who are not on Moshe Rabbeinu's level are experiencing Moshe Rabbeinu's level anyway, because God is revealing the essence of the Torah in the States, the day that the Torah is given, truly given. Because, you know, even though our understanding of Torah is limited, but there is a halacha of lo bashmaimi. God gave the Torah, Torah is on earth, and the halacha is the way most of the Sanhedrin sees it. So this, you know, so even when we had cases in the Gemara that God takes one side of Machlokas and the Sanhedrin rules another way, and God says, Nitzchuni bonai, Nitzchuni bonai, my children have defeated me. He says it in a happy way, because God did indeed entrust us with the essence of the Torah, but that's a tremendous gift from God. Only God could entrust the essence of Torah. We don't have the vessels to hold the essence of Torah. The essence of Torah is by us, literally by us, and to the point that the Sanhedrin, if most people understand it this way, that's the halacha for that particular generation, as the essence of Torah is by us, right? Because God forces it to be by us, right? Only God could pull that off. Right? There's no way that we could have vessels to hold the infinity of Torah, right? It's Yom Matan Torah. It's the day that Torah is given. It's and so the stress is on the giver, God himself. Shavuos is a tremendous, miraculous day that God forces the essence of Torah to be by us, and only he can do that because we don't have the kalim to hold it. And this is the day where God revealed the essence of the Torah. He revealed, we saw, it's not that we understood the Torah a certain way on Shavuos. On the day of Shavuos, we all had the level of Moshe Rabbeinu that we're able to view the essence of Torah. We saw the sounds of Anochi Hashem, HaKol Amroim HaSakol. God showed the essence of Torah on this day because he actually gave the Torah on this day. And that's a miracle from God, that the essence of Torah is by us. That's all, you know, God's power. That's the secret, that we make a bracha, the Birch HaTorah in prayer, Baruch HaTorah Hashem, no saying HaTorah. God is still giving the Torah, because the fact that the Torah is by us, it's still being given, because it's by us only through God's side of it, that he forces it by us. Because we don't have the vessels to hold the infinity of Torah. We do have the essence of the Torah by us because God is perpetually giving it to us. It's on God's power that the essence of Torah is by us. Right? Now, we know that from Torah is the entire programming of reality. Right? The entire programming of reality comes to Istako Baraisa Bara Alma. And we know that they're just like God is the one and only. So the Torah also, is the one and only program for reality. And even the things that we call evil and distractions, the program for their existence comes from the Torah. It's because of the Torah that everything that exists exists. Right? So even things that tempt us, you know, they have their programming from the Torah. But when we look at these things that tempt us, like excessive meat and wine, we're not seeing the words of Torah that are in it. We're seeing its physical side, and its physical side is indeed distracting to us, right? And in our ability to expand our ability to receive Torah, we have to push out all distractions, right? Because, you know, in order to expand our ability to concentrate on Torah and be open to Torah, we have to push out all distractions, which are all temptations, even the ones that are kosher, technically kosher to eat, but they distract us. So that's to acquire Torah. Memches Tvarim Shatar Niknesbem, the 48 ways that the Torah is acquired with. That's when, you know, for us to expand our ability to receive, you have to push out all the distractions and minimize eating and minimize all types of physical pleasures, right? Right, that's for us to expand our ability to receive, right? But on this day, right, the focus is not on our ability to receive. The focus is that God, with his infinite power, is forcing the essence of Torah to us. And God is revealing this essence of Torah that he's forcing to us. The whole infinite essence of Torah is being revealed on this day, just like they saw these words, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's not that they heard about these words and this is the way they understood it. These words, the essence of God's words, the essence of Torah was revealed at Sinai. The essence of Torah is revealed, so also in everything around them, they saw the essence of Torah. Since the day that the Torah is given with God's omnipotent power, it's given. And so God, you know, with his omnipotent power, forces the essence of Torah to us and reveals the essence of Torah to us. And he does it with his infinite power. He makes it possible that even with our limited kalim, which should be revealed to us, the essence of Torah. So on this day, through his power, we also see how everything is a part of Torah. We see this tonight that God made with creation, that the entirety of creation is hinging on the Torah. We see the whole creation that way on Shavuos. Because on Shavuos, God with his omnipotent ability reveals the essence of the Torah. So we see how meat and wine and all physical pleasures are all a part of the Torah. Because on this day, the essence of Torah is revealed. So we see the different Torah that there is in all these things. Right? And that's what Rabbi Lazar says. Yom Shenitna B'Torah, since the day its Torah is given. Torah, the essence of Torah was given. You know, with God's omnipotent power, the essence of Torah is imparted. Not just we understand Torah on this day. God gave the Torah. The essence of Torah with God's omnipotent ability is given. Since on this day there's a renewal of our access to the essence of Torah, so with the revelation of essence of Torah, so how everything is connected to Torah is also revealed on this day. It's a day to indulge because on this day, the essence of Torah is revealed. So the essence of Torah shines through everything. You know, because ever since everything comes from the Torah, and the essence of Torah is revealed, so the essence of everything, the Divrei Torah, everything shines forth. And indeed, it's very apropos because this is the day where the whole creation is saved, because everything has reconnected to its essence. God gave creation 2,000 years of existence on condition that the Jewish people receive the Torah, and with that, connect everything back to the Torah. And how everything's essence comes from Divrei Torah should be achieved. And that's what's going to give the universe the right to exist. And that's what happens in this day. God gives the Torah. Only he can do this. Only he could give the essence of the Torah. Because we don't have Kalim for the essence of Torah. He gives it. He reveals the essence of Torah. And that's why this is the day to indulge. This is the day that everything, we feel how everything is connected to the Torah. Because the essence of Torah is revealed. During all other days of the year, including the days of the Omer that came before Shavuos, our connection to Torah is we receive as much as we could receive. And of course, we don't have vessels for the essence of the Torah, because the essence of the Torah is way beyond the human mind. So when working on and increasing our ability to receive, so you have to minimize all your physical pleasures because they distract you. So these are, you know, the Memchas Torah Niknes Bahem, the 48 things that the Torah is acquired with. You're putting the stress on yourself, your acquisition, and your acquisition is forever, you know, limited to whatever your kalim are. But on this day where God gives the Torah and the essence of Torah is revealed and is the tremendous gift that never stopped, like Unkos says on the words, Kol Gadol V'Esav, a great sound that never ceased. That's why we make the bracha of no say not Torah. God is constantly giving the Torah because the fact that the essence of Torah is by us and it truly is by us, that's a miracle. It's from God's omnipotent power. He's perpetually giving the Torah, you know, which is something that only he can do because we don't have the kalim to take the Torah. So he's perpetually giving. This is the day of the renewal of the perpetual reality of the Torah being given On this day, there's a renewal of the essence of Torah having been revealed to us despite our limited vessels. This is a day where the essence of Torah shines through everything. This is why Zman Matan Torah said, that's why Yom Shenitna B'Torah, the day that Torah is given, is a time to indulge, because on this day we feel how there is Divrei Torah in everything, and that's the secret. On this day we bring the Shtei HaLechem, that are chametz, that represents the Yetzirah. Even the Divrei Torah, that's the programming for the Yetzirah, shines through the Yetzirah on this day, and that's why on this day we can even bring chametz, which represents the Yetzirah, into the Beis HaMikdash. It's part of the sacrificial order. You know, the Shtei HaLechem is brought on this day. You know, this is the day where the essence of Torah shines through everything, and that's why today is a day to indulge.